No, Paddy's the Catholic. Naturally, the children have been reared as Catholics, every last one of them, if that's what's worrying you. It never occurred to me. Do you resent it? I really don't care, one way or the other.
You didn't convert?
I'm not a hypocrite, Father de Bricassard. I had lost faith in my own church, and I had no wish to espouse a different, equally meaningless creed.
I see.
He watched Maggie as she stood on the front veranda, peering up the track toward Drogheda Big House.
She's so pretty, your daughter. I have a fondness for Titian hair, you know. Hers would have sent the artist running for his brushes. I've never seen exactly that color before. Is she your only daughter?
Yes. Boys run in both Paddy's family and my own.
Girls are unusual.
Poor little thing, he said obscurely. After the crates arrived from Sydney, and the house took on a more familiar look with its books, china, ornaments, and the parlor filled with V's furniture, things began to settle down. Paddy and the boys older than Stu were away most of the time with the two station hands Mary Carson had retained to teach them the many differences between sheep in northwest New South Wales and sheep in New Zealand. Fee, Maggie, and Stu discovered the differences between running a house in New Zealand and living in the head stockman's residence on Drogheda. There was a tacit understanding they would never disturb Mary Carson herself, but her housekeeper and her maids were just as eager to help the women as her station hands were to help the men. Drogheda was, everyone learned, a world in itself, so cut off from civilization that after a while even Gill and Bone became no more than a name with remote memories. Within the bounds of the great home paddock lay stables, a smithy, garages, innumerable sheds storing everything from feed to machinery, dog kennels and runs, a labyrinthine maze of stockyards, a mammoth shearing shed with a staggering number of 26 stands in it, and yet another jigsaw puzzle of yards behind it. There were fowl runs, pig pens, cow bales, and a dairy, quarters for the 26 shearers, small shacks for the rouseabouts, two other smaller houses like their own for stockmen, a jackaroo's barracks, a slaughter yard and wood heaps.